Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People Show. Check the post of Escanation. Brought to you from Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Saturday morning following a Friday Husker victory over the Rutgers Scarlet Knights in Piscataway in New Jersey. Man, that's just fun to say. But the question now, could the Huskers struggled in the first half, look better in the second half, kind of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde type game. But the question now is, will the Huskers be invited to a bowl game? Kind of seems like they will be. Okay, and nothing's for sure. They are 3-5. They shouldn't go to a bowl game. All right, let me get in my soapbox for a second. I can't stand that in a regular year, 6-6 teams go to a bowl game. You should have to have a winning record to go to a bowl game. It should mean something. There should be less bowl games. A below 500 team should never go. We don't deserve to go to a bowl game. That being said, if we're invited to a bowl game, the question is, should we accept the invitation and go? Now, my answer is yes, without hesitation. If it's me, yeah. Yes, okay. Yes, they should go. Haven't we been fighting to play games all year long? Okay? The Big Ten has a season because of Nebraska. Everyone wants to hammer us. Everyone wants to talk trash about us nationally and then eventually admit down the road that we were right. Okay, the Big Ten has a season because of Nebraska. The Pac-12 has a season because of the Big Ten, and for some reason, they're joined at the hip. I don't get why. The Rose Bowl, but that doesn't even mean anything anymore as far as Pac-12 versus Big Ten. But Oregon winning the Pac-12 championship last night. They should send us a thank you. You know why? Because they don't have a season if it ain't for the Big Ten. Big Ten don't have a season if it ain't for us. My point is we've been battling to play football all year long. Took a lot of heat for it. Okay? We wanted to play Wisconsin. Obviously, that didn't happen, so we scheduled Tennessee Chattanooga. All right? We've been trying to play football. So why wouldn't we want to play football now? Now, I get it's been a weird year. It's been a stressful year. It's been a long year. It's been an absurdly unusual year. Okay? The guys may even feel more worn out than normal. They've only played 8 games. But normally, you're not playing games all the way up until mid-December. Normally, you're not starting in late October. Okay, it's just been a weird year. They haven't played as many games as normal, so it's like, why are you so worn out and beat up? Because some teams are right now. At the same time, it's been stressful. I get that. Okay, I smell what you're cooking. And it was interesting because Scott Frost, I don't want to say he balked at it a couple times last week in front of the media, but he almost did. Just saying that the team's kind of worn down, things of that nature. He's got a feel for how this team is doing. I mean, other teams are passing on a bowl game. You know, Kansas State's not playing. Part of the reason we may get an invitation is because other teams aren't doing it. Look at Rutgers. They were worn out yesterday. They clearly were worn out. Didn't have a whole lot of depth with their players yesterday. Nebraska played well in the second half, struggled first half, blah, 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 blah. Already talked about that. I get it. Scott Frost kind of said depends on what they want to do as far as playing a bowl game, talking about the players. Okay, here's what I know. Football players want to play football. Maybe I'm a bit old school, okay? But old school, you know why things are old school? Because they've worked, and they stood the test of time, and they're still around. Okay, that attitude, that blue-collar, in-your-face, smash-mouth mentality that my dad, who was a small-town country boy, farm boy, instilled in me, even though I'm a city kid. I don't know if some of you know that. I'm actually a city kid, but that's some attitude he instilled in me. Football players want to play football, and I've actually been in meetings. We're playing in a bowl game. Okay, not a lot of people have been in this meeting. For 40 years, Nebraska never had a debate. Okay, we haven't been able to go recently. I've actually been in a meeting. Are we going to go to a bowl game? What should we do? When Frank Solich was fired, I found out playing cards at my grandparents' house in Aurora, watching freaking ESPN, and kids were pissed. We were pissed. Long story short, do we want to play in the bowl game? Do we want to play Michigan State or Michigan? Okay, in the Alamo Bowl. All right, and it was a friendly conversation. It was players only. And then it wasn't friendly. We didn't really care what the guys upstairs were thinking. We didn't really care what the suits were thinking. And I say that with all due respect. What it came down to in the end, football players want to play football. It sounds like Frost is going to leave this up to the players. I understand if they say no. We need all the reps we can get, though. We've been fighting to play football. We need the practice reps. We need extra games, even if it's only another week or 10 days. And don't worry about momentum or losing or getting into next. Football players don't worry about that. You play anybody, anytime, anywhere. Okay, in my opinion, we should take it if we can. I understand if we don't, I'd be slightly disappointed. Those are my thoughts. Let me know yours. Yours are more important than mine. Thanks, Husker Nation. Go Big Red, and always remember, throw the bones.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.